2018 began with a brand new CEO at Benefit Mall, not a new employee, been president there for a long time. But Scott Kirksey took over the reins, and we're winding down the year, and we thought we'd see how things are going. And he joined us right now. It's good to have you with us.
Well, thank you. Thank you, David. It's great to be with you.
This, the reach has got to be better. I mean, 200,000 small and medium-sized businesses you do all these benefits for and health care and everything else.
And payroll, HR.
Yeah. But, I mean, the attrition rate in small business is just atrocious. But not anymore. They're booming, aren't they?
It is the portion of attrition that normally occurs in the small business world due to just business failures, frankly. That has abated somewhat, no doubt about it.
And they're feeling better. We always get this monthly National Federation for Independent Business, Small Business Optimism Index, and it hit an all-time high last time around.
I know. It's great.
But it's tougher to be a small business, too, to keep up with all the HR problems and benefits problems. Tell me how you do it.
Well, that's really our strategic purpose. The role that we see ourselves is that we take away the kind of administrative and worrisome burden of payroll and compliance with, you know, countless regulations that are constantly changing, and the HR regulations and rules that you have to follow.
Which we've certainly heard a lot about it.
That's right.
In your first year as CEO.
So that gives them then the confidence that someone's looking out for this, is making sure that it's done correctly, so they can really get back to what they got into business to do in the first place, what their passion is and what their employees' passion is.
So the business has grown over the years. I mean, it seems to me, is it a series of roll-ups? I noticed you made an acquisition back a couple of months ago, some outfit in Arizona that you bought. But there's a constant stream of those, right?
Well, we had been on quite a lull of acquisitions. We made a very significant one back in 2012 when we acquired CompuPay, which was a very sizable payroll company that you know, serves to kind of round out that holistic offering for a small business. And really had not been making acquisitions until just recently, and those are always a good thing, not only for Benefit Mall and our team, our employees, but also for the brokers that work with, if it's a GA, for the clients and everybody else, because we're able to overlay our technology and services and scope and scale that you know, a smaller company couldn't do.
And you've got deep pockets too, because Carlisle took you over.
Yes.
And they've got deep pockets. I assume they share liberally. Has that been a good union?
Yeah. In a word, it's been terrific.
Do they leave you alone?
Well, we are engaged with them in a lot of ways, but it's more. As we reach out to them, as you said, we're making acquisitions, and a company like Carlisle is a great source for potential acquisitions and deals they come across. But the biggest thing with that transaction was that it positioned us to really ramp up the investment that we have wanted to make for some time in technology and in people and in growth. And there we are perfectly aligned in that regard.
Of course, I guess one of the big things you guys do is you keep up with all the rule changes. I mean, nothing's the same every year. They keep changing the rules, what you can deduct, how much you can charge. And they do this with alarming frequency.
That certainly is our strength. Is the experience that we have in our team and the constant engagement that we have people in the organization that are engaged in the different trade groups, legislative efforts, in our engaging with carriers every day, understanding, you know, how they see this shaping up. And they engage us. We're the, you know, the largest single block of business for virtually every carrier out there. So it's important, you know, that we're walking with them and understanding what they're trying to accomplish, because, you know, that also influences how we guide the brokers to guide their small businesses. And it's just, it's all additional complication is the regulations that are tax laws. It is becoming more and more complicated. So that's why you see an increase in the number of small businesses that outsource payroll, that, you know, that use more and more of outside services to handle that type of the business.
Plus, I guess with the internet and everybody's online and everybody's connected, it's a lot easier to do it now, isn't it?
Well, it is, but you know, the other distinguishing factor about BenefitMall is that in addition to technology, which is critical, and that is something that it's always a strategy on our part to continue to evolve our technology. But the other is, you know, we have the service that surrounds it. Small business, at the end of the day, they're looking for a single source solution.
Yep.
They're not necessarily, you know, gonna call five different people to accomplish one task, you know, by pulling a bunch of components together. And they, you know, I think the perfect example that I'm often given is a small business man or woman sits down with their advisor, call up their broker, and he goes through, look, this is all the data we've gathered and the proposals, and these are some of the choices, and these are the kind of things that people are doing. They're going to go, great, I see all of that, but tell me, what should I do? Okay, and that's invaluable, because not only,
or better yet, just go off and do it and send me a bill.
Well, I think that unfortunately, it is not a very cookie cutter product anymore, and so there's a great deal of responsibility on the part of that advisor and on us to educate the employees and the users on what they have and how to use it.
Yep, sounds like it's been a good first year as CEO.
It has been. It was a good transition. You know Bernie, and we've been planning it for a number of years, and of course the introduction of Carlisle was a great inflection point.
Yep.
And kind of a shift in our pace of investment growth. So yeah, it's been a fantastic year. I'm proud to be a part of it and very excited about the growth in front of us.
Well, keep it up. Doing a good job. Scott Kirksey is the CEO of BenefitMall. Good to have you with us.
Thank you. Great
Thanks.
To be here.
Thanks. I'm David Johnson. News Radio 1080 KRLD.